You know, I was also reading, because you know me, I love to read these things, and I just did that Sports Minute on Arch Manning because a number of the sports writers were talking to him about next year's NFL draft.
Of course, yeah.
And everybody's assuming he's going to be the number one guy picked, and I can understand why. And I remember 2 years ago, I was with Eli Manning, and we were doing a question Q&A over at MetLife Stadium, and one of the questions that was asked of Eli was, did you give your nephew any advice about going to Texas? And he goes, yeah, go get a couple dozen cases of Busch Light, hang out with your buddies, and love your college experience, because it only comes around once in your life. And certainly Eli had a great time at Ole Miss, and Peyton had a great time at Tennessee, and I bet you both of those uncles, I don't think they were making any money back in those days, but you never know what
they weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, but now their nephew is making a ton of dough by being the quarterback at the University of Texas, which, you know, and I got a little annoyed that the reporters weren't asking him really about Texas and Ohio State. They were talking about next year's draft as if he's already cemented to be the number one pick if he wants to come out. Now, the interesting thing for me as a football fan, an NFL football fan, is who would have the number one pick if you could project now to next year's draft?
The Giants.
Well, I mean, the Giants could be one, but they drafted Jackson Dart. But if they had the number one overall pick and they could convince Arch Manning to come out, they would trade Jackson Dart. There's no question about that, I would think.
Well, if Arch Manning ends up having the year that he's expected to have. And
yeah, or maybe what happens if Jackson Dart does end up starting at some point this year for the Giants and has a great season, and the Giants don't go on to have the number one overall pick. I'm thinking the team that's going to have the number one overall pick, if I had to just guess right now.
Okay.
And speculate.
Speculate.
Because that's what we do in sports talk. We speculate.
Nah, speculation.
I would say the Saints.
I would be perfect for a Manning, huh?
And then what happens if that's the case?
And then what happens?
What Arch do you mean? Manning named after Archie Manning.
Yeah, right.
They have new, I mean, it would be unbelievable.
It'd be great. That's why I said it'd be perfect for a Manning.
But as I still think that kid's going to stay in school. Spend at least 2 years there, unless he has some unbelievable, you know, great season this year, and he's far and away the best. And, you know, obviously you can see that he can actually run, unlike his, you know, his uncles.
Now, the Saints' strength of schedule, is it anywhere near as daunting as the Giants is? Because that's one of the reasons why I feel like the Giants are going to have a rough one, even though they have improved, and I liked a bunch of the things that they did in the offseason, but, like, they have a massively tough road ahead in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what the team, you have to wait and see what happens and how things break out. All right, so, you know, you're looking at Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle, Buffalo, Giants, New England, Chicago, Tampa Bay, the Rams, you know, obviously Carolina, Atlanta, they got Miami, Tampa Bay, Carolina, they have the Jets. I mean, you know, they're all tough schedules.
So they,
man.
Yeah, but you know, some are tougher than others. So they're playing the their own division, obviously, which is the NFC South.
Right, so they start at home. Both games, Arizona and San Francisco, are going to be in New Orleans. And right now, they're either going to have Tyler Shuck as their quarterback, the kid from Arkansas that they drafted, or it's who's that other guy down there?
Well, here's a guy that I know. I don't need to even look it up because I've been talking about
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.